Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You say Christmas sweater day?
Yeah, like you guys got two cream looking like
see,
the
this
best
is gray. Gray. His is gray. It's the lighting in this room that is confusing everybody.
Yeah, it looks like you guys are on a set of best man.
No, not bad. I'll take that.
Shout out best man. Not the biggest fan
you're
of
Shamar,
best man.
I don't think Shamar Moore is in it, but you're Shamar Moore.
He's definitely not in it.
No, he's not in it.
He was in Four Brothers.
I know Morris Chestnut is in it.
Brothers.
The brothers. He's also, I've been telling Damien, the wife has been watching SWAT lately. He does a good job in SWAT. Shamar Moore does a really good job.
Yeah, he does.
He is
He also does a really good job. Well, actually, he doesn't do a really good job when the Eagles need a drive to score a touchdown. That's when he's not at his best. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not Shamar Moore. That's Jalen Hurts. They look the same.
I think Jalen Hurts is better looking than Shamar Moore.
They don't look alike. You think they look the same?
They got the same vibes.
No, I told you what happened. The same vibes. When I told you what happened when I said, oh, yeah, the ladies loved Jalen Hurts to Katie. Yeah. And she looked them up and just went, oh. Like, okay.
Jalen Hurts, he got 100% approval rating.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard nobody say a bad thing about
the
Jalen.
The only time he had a low approval rating was when he had that nasty lineup with the dreads starting.
That was college Jalen. Yeah. It was starting way too far back. But he kept the hairline.
You didn't even know he was handsome until he got that stuff out of the way.
Hey, kept the hairline.
Well, sometimes you just need a couple of bucks. You can get a lot better looking when you get
he had him at Alabama. He wasn't.
Well, that's the shoot.
He wasn't poor. Soul Train, Shamar Moore, and Jalen Hurts are kind of locked in. Soul Train.
Right. They're both pretty.
They do it all
Jalen
the time.
Jalen need to do some skincare advertisement or something.
They do it all the time on Twitter. They do it for other athletes too, but this one always gets me is when they'll be hey, Jalen, the Bears are beating us right now. We need a touchdown. And then they go, Jalen Hurts, and they show clips of Shamar Moore on Soul Train dancing. it be cracking me up every time, man, every time.
We're not on the air right now. Right?
Yes, we very much are.
This whole time? This whole time.
Well, when Damien came back.
That's why we didn't
count us back in.
I've never counted you back in. When have I ever?
Listen, I wouldn't have left the room. I thought we were just waiting for the commercial break to come back.
No. Jesse
said. Well, you
said,
usually come on when we're on the air.
What a intro. What a horrible, hey, welcome into the show. This is D'Lo and Casey, 1320.
No. I'm sorry, is this your first day here?
Well, this might be her first time. When she comes on, we're usually already on.
You're already on the air. I don't come on during the break usually.
Okay, so why are you getting so upset with us?
I don't know.
Oh. Are you okay?
I don't know. I think I have some moisturizers still kind of. There we
it's
go.
It's a great camera, but I can't see anything.
Yeah, you're terrific. How was Thanksgiving?
Right. Thanksgiving was good. I think I have decided to leave turkey forever. I'm out. Mm-hmm. If I can't get on board after those turkey wings I made, they were fire. Mm. And I still was like, I'm good, really.
Okay.
Then I think it's time for prime rib.
Oh, there you go. That's yeah, I feel like that's Christmas vibes, but I'm with it.
Merch is prime rib.
Yeah, I'm with that.
No, that's not bad at all. I'm gonna stay traditional. And turkey can stay for Thanksgiving. It's okay.
That's fine.
It's okay. I had some good ham too. Mm-hmm. I went for seconds and thirds on the ham. Didn't do that for the turkey. But you know, I had some turkey. It's okay.
Okay.
We got a lot of news, and we're just kind of like slow playing all this news.
Well, let's talk Giannis then. You want to start there? Or you want to start with Chris Paul? Where do you want to start?
No, Giannis, because I think the first thing that I think to myself is, I posted this on Twitter right before I came on. De'Aaron, get ready for cheese curds and first down coats and having to worry about your ring camera going off in the middle of your hit.
Yeah, that was De'Aaron was our first conversation. Casey got reluctant. You know, he pitched a different scenario, but
I get it. I'm with it. I'm not sure if they have to. I'm not sure if San Antonio has
to. How do you make the money work?
They got money on the books already between like Harrison, Vassell, and Keldon Johnson. And if you do that type of deal and just load up the Bucks with picks, I think that's an option.
I'm going to select some teams and we can make I don't think that will work. I don't think that the money can work that way.
Well, James said the money does work. It's like said Steph Castle, Vassell, and Keldon work financially.
My argument was you'd strip your depth that way. And in a race against Oklahoma City, you need Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes playing really well without Victor Wembanyama. You know, him and De'Aaron have played really well. You need Keldon Johnson.
You don't need Keldon and Harrison.
Okay, fine.
That's what I said. In that situation, it's one of them going with Vassell. Okay.
Well, the money doesn't work with just those two.
Throwing a Sohan in there. Sohan works.
Oh, it does. It does. My bad. But it was just an issue with the Spotrac. Yeah, no, it's good. It works just that way. That's four. You need four probably first-round picks with that then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. And they have them.
Damn, this is not even theirs.
Yeah, right. Like, whose do you want? We have plenty to give away.
Vassell is cooking, though. He's a good really ball player. Good right now. How I feel about Devin Vassell. He was the one that I was hoping would come back in the De'Aaron Fox trade.
Yeah, I like Devin Vassell.
I like him as a bucket getter. Certainly more than I like, you know, Zach LaVine's punk ass.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh.
How did we get there?
Well, because we didn't talk about the fan that he got into it with, where he's screaming racial slur vicinities his way multiple times for not playing any defense.
That's exaggeration.
Wait, who?
That is an exaggeration. But he did do that. In, like, the letter of the law,
I thought both of them were.
You mean Zach did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But come on, Trista.
I thought.
Don't white woman this thing up. Stop it.
I thought, TK, we talked about it before. I thought both of them were perfectly fine. I thought Devlin was fine for saying what he said, and he wasn't disrespectful with what he said. And Zach, I ain't going to say it all, but he said, all right, go home. Go home. Get out of here. If you don't have a problem, go home.
But you can't, like, if you're not playing defense and the fans, like, trying to hold you accountable, for you to say go home is, like, to me, very punk. That's a punk move.
Man, if you talk to me in that at my work setting in that way, this isn't a one-way street. Once you open up the door, it is a two-way street. I can talk to you, too. And if you don't like it, don't talk to me then.
Draymond got into my comments again.
Again?
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
What the hell is he saying now?
What was this one for?
I was making a joke, and it wasn't like written right, about like LaMelo getting out of there, Charlotte, and the clip was old. And so it looked like I was trying to make it seem like it was right now, but it was like PJ was on the team and Book Knight was on the team. But it was really like kind of like POV live look at how things are looking in Charlotte for LaMelo. And Draymond, this video doesn't have nothing to do with Draymond. And Draymond goes, "This is such bad reporting. This video is old." Laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji, LOL. And I'm like, what are
that
you doing?
That is bizarre.
Draymond like, Green bizarre. Versus Trista Crick is easily the strangest thing to come out of 2025.
I'm not, I don't even respond back, really. I'm just like, okay.
That is so strange. Strange.
Tell him to do what Zach LaVine told Devlin to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's a two-way street. No, I think in general, if De'Aaron Fox got traded to Milwaukee, that's what I would want if I was Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I would want a player of that caliber. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be sweet justice for a guy who says he only wants to go to San Antonio and just got his extension. And like literally February comes, there's first time he's trade eligible. And it's like, sorry, ain't no loyalty in this business. See you later.
Wouldn't you ask? Okay, let me ask you this if you're San Antonio.
Yep.
What if they said, no, sweetie, we don't want De'Aaron Fox. You can keep that. This is a good acquisition, right? We want Dylan Harper.
And so then you say, okay, it'll be Dylan Harper.
And then whatever makes the money work. Do you do it?
Yeah, I think you do it.
I think you do too. We had a discussion. I said Dylan Harper, outside of Wemby, obviously, is the last resort for San Antonio. If they ask for Dylan Harper, I'm gonna just start.
What do you think about Steph? Well.
Like, what would you think? I would offer them Steph Castle before I'd offer Dylan Harper.
Really? Explain why.
I think Dylan Harper. I think he the truth. Like he is a, not saying he's this good, but like Cade Cunningham like player. I think Steph is really good. Steph Castle is really good. I think he could be an all-star. I'm more convinced Dylan can be an all-star than Stephon Castle.
Well, but you already have an all-star in De'Aaron Fox. So why would you want a guy that may or may not be an all-star versus a guy who is an all-star? Just money? You don't have anybody making any money. So it really doesn't matter. The cap situation is fine. With him, if he's on the books, you have a marquee guy that will put butts in seats, at least will be exciting.
Well, just because, like I said, I think Harper is a better player than Castle. So I'd want to.
No, but I mean, like, do you think Harper is a better player than De'Aaron Fox? Like, do you think that his upside is higher?
Yeah, I think he will be, like, in 5 years. Yeah. And then I'll trade De'Aaron.
Dylan really could wind up being a one. I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that's going to work with San Antonio, but.
Like, that's a long way of saying, I think that's your future. Dylan and Wemby. That's your two.
But is that future strong enough to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I mean, not by themselves, obviously. But, like, they'll, like having Steph
there. Is it stronger to have, and this, I think, is the question, TK, is it stronger to have Wemby, Castle, and Giannis? And then whatever, you know, the rest of the roster looks like. Or I guess in this situation, De'Aaron's there too.
In a pinch, if you made me, I'd trade Dylan because I got a chance with Giannis to win multiple right now.
But like I said, I would go
through everybody. I would try every other scenario on the roster.
Maturation process for Dylan to get to the place that De'Aaron Fox is, you said, a half of a decade. I don't think Wemby wants to wait 5 years. I know Giannis doesn't want to wait 5 years. It feels like everybody's kind of got to be pretty much ready from the oven. Like there can't be half-baked roles playing next to Giannis. The question that I have, though, really, is whether Giannis would cede power to anyone. Would cede being the heliocentric offensive engine to anyone, even a guy as powerful and has as much gravity as Wemby and or De'Aaron Fox and or Steph Castle. Like Giannis wants to have the ball in his hand as the primary creator. Jason Kidd created a monster and also an MVP, but like that's what Giannis has gotten into his head is his like best way of functioning in an offense. I don't think he knows how to play any other way.
Let me ask both of you guys a question. Today, on December 3rd, 2025, and even on June 3rd, 2026, should he cede any of that to anybody?
Yes.
He's better than all of them today.
No.
So?
He's a better player. He's the best player.
Giannis is still a top two or three player in the league.
Yeah, so?
So give me the damn ball. It's my team.
Here's the how does that, sweetie, how does that work out? When you have another star next to you, what happens with your team? You don't win. You flame out in the playoffs. You guys look messy. You have more injury risk because you have the ball in your hand so much, and we already know you've got so many lower leg injuries that you've been contending with. You need to think about how, not your ego and who's the best player, but what is the way that this offense can function as a well-oiled machine the best?
No.
And that sometimes, as Kevin Durant has said, sometimes that's pushing the bus. Sometimes that's being on the back of the bus. Sometimes that's being on the front of the bus. But it's not I go, you go, I go, you go.
Right. But what I'm saying is in 3 years, in 2 years, in a year, that might be enough to get us to win. Right now, you're not talking to Wemby, Steph, Deion. You're not ready to take down OKC with running it through you. You're not ready. You're not there yet. If you were, they wouldn't be bringing me here.
Are you sure Wemby's not?
I'm not sure, but I don't think so. Just I don't think he's ready today. Once again, if
the
they
other
were,
references are fine. Wemby's.
If they were, they wouldn't be bringing me in here. If you
no,
were
that's
ready,
that's not true.
If they
that,
were,
that's not true.
If they were ready to beat OKC today.
Well, but
they would give up to go get Giannis.
You're conflating two different points. Is this team complete enough to beat OKC? No. Does that mean that complete, the thing that they're missing, is Giannis bringing the ball up and dribbling a bajillion times and running the offense through him? No. What it is you want a guy that like has the ability to be defensive player of the year caliber that can go out and get you 30 and 15 and 6, but not that you have to have him run the offense 24/7. I'd like Giannis to, I don't know, back cut every once in a while, like maybe post up every once in a while, do the things that are like normal for your body type. You're that big and that strong with that little of a bag with players who have a better bag than you. And you demand the ball at all times. I think that's nonsense.
Well, also I'm not saying he should be bringing the ball up, doing everything he did in Milwaukee.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I just think he's the best player on that team if he goes there at that moment.
Yeah, if there's 15 seconds left on the clock, I mean, you got the free throws to contend with as well. That's a big issue for Giannis.
Make a free throw, son.
You probably are saying Giannis is the player. Okay, so we'll just say a minute left on the clock. You probably give the ball. You say, yeah, Giannis, you can have the ball in that situation. Well, you're a go-to guy. Like, we're going ISO on you. But this isolation, heavy, heliocentric, Giannis-centered offense, I think is whack. And I think it vastly lowers the ceiling of any team that Giannis is on based on his oversized ego.
Damn. So should anyone? So no one should trade for him then?
I think you should have a conversation about, hey, do you recognize why things didn't really work with you and Damian Lillard? Do you realize that Damian Lillard is a better ball handler, primary creator, shooter, almost everything offensively better than you? He is, Damian Lillard. But it was never working because Giannis wanted the ball and he made it a thing and it created friction. And Dame, I'm going to hold water for Dame right now, took a, like,
boy, you ain't lying. Jesus Christ. Do not hurt yourself during this segment.
took a back seat for Giannis to get what Giannis wanted because it was Giannis's team. If he goes to San Antonio, it's no longer Giannis's team. It's Wemby's team.
Also, that's also not fair. Weren't they both hurt the last 2 years they played in the playoffs?
Yes. The answer is yes.
I mean,
but it wasn't like, okay, but it wasn't like they were playing particularly well. It wasn't like the offense was as potent as we saw. Yes, like points per possession, yes, they were the hot, quote-unquote hottest duo in the league, but they had significant issues in a variety of different ways where the offense looked very clunky. It looked very I go, you go. I'm not sure who should have the ball in the fourth quarter during crunch time. And so like that part needs to get ironed out, I think, before a team trades for Giannis. Like that conversation, you need to see if he has awareness and any appetite to change how he's willing to play for someone else. And that's like what Kevin Durant did so well when he went to Golden State. Changed how he played.
Can I play a little devil's advocate for, let me hold a little water for Giannis just a little bit.
Devil doesn't need more advocates.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Didn't he do that a little bit when you talk about crunch time, when you talk about stuff like that, when Chris Middleton was in his prime? Chris Middleton was taking big shots in those moments too. And Giannis recognized he didn't have a problem at that point, at least not that I know of.
I think that happened a lot when Giannis drew two, not when like, hey, Chris, go to work.
So, but he would draw two and he would make the right play to get to get the ball to Chris. Like, my point is.
So, okay, so let's play that out then. Do you trust Wemby, De'Aaron, and Steph Castle to be elite catch and shoot deep shooters? Is that like where they thrive, or like catch and immediately spring into action? Or do they need some time to get rhythm and get busy?
Fox, no. Steph, no. Wemby, no. But he's shown that he can miss a three and tip slam. So we got to factor that in. And what I mean miss a three and tip slam, his own miss.
Yeah.
Seen it with my own eyes.
Seen it with my own eyes. Yeah, I mean, Giannis better get ready to throw lobs to Wemby. That's like, that's what, if you want to play point guard, Giannis, you need to figure out how to do that. Which is not that hard.
That'd be crazy having him at the point.
So I just asked something like real quick, because you mentioned KD going to Golden State and how that like was perfect. Like KD was perfect in that situation. Like KD was absolutely the best player on the Golden State Warriors.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. But it was like, listen, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get a ring. I'm willing. And he was finals MVP. Right. And so we all knew that it was like, KD really has the most complete game. He's the best pure scorer. But truthfully, our offense runs better when we run that motion system where everyone's thriving, right? And at the end of the Golden State era was when KD was like, you know what? Bump this. I'm done with all this motion nonsense. Just ISO on me and let me get busy. And it was like, ooh, this is starting to get a little friction, right? Because like that style of play for a bucket getter of those guys' caliber, isn't that fun, really? It's a lot of work. It's a lot of mileage on the body.
For the Milwaukee Bucks, from their perspective, does any other team make sense than San Antonio? And the other team that makes sense is Oklahoma City, but no one wants to think about how awful that would be for everybody. Oh.
I will say this. I don't think it makes sense for the other team, but from Milwaukee's perspective, there's nothing better than getting your own picks back when you're tanking. And so to a degree, and I don't want this. I'm just going to go on the record. I mean, you could probably tell I don't want Portland to trade for Giannis for obvious reasons. But I could see them trying to figure out a way to get their 28 and 30 first round picks back. But you're not getting Denny, which is probably what they would want. Denny and some other, maybe Rob Williams or something, but that's just, I just cannot see that happening.
I was going to say, I don't know, you scoot back in the deal.
You'd have to put Scoot in the deal, and I think they would do that. I don't know how, I mean, we saw the Dame and Giannis experience and how it went. Didn't go that well, so I don't know why they would try to run that back. It's like, you know, it's like when the Chicago Bulls and Sacramento Kings basically just swap seats, right? Like, it was like, you know, DeMar and Zach LaVine. Like, we saw it was largely the same as it was in Chicago. Not
Chicago.
Way worse.
Chicago, by the way, not good anymore.
I told people, I said, this team's not good. Do not believe in this 5-0 start to the season. It's fugazi. And people were like, oh, Tristan, you're such a hater.
Draymond say that?
The funny thing is, they're the same exact team that they were to start the season.
Yeah.
They're scoring 100. They're just losing these games now where they score 100. I think they had a game a couple of days ago that I looked at where they scored like 100 or 101. It was like, oh, what happened?
Right.
But not like it's the same basketball team. They're playing the exact same way. It's just the league plays like that now. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is what they're doing. Okay.
Got them.
Okay. Yeah, got them. They're still fun to watch. Put them on League Pass. It is enjoyable
as
hell. Because, you don't have to worry about a LSU-Alabama defensive slugfest when they're playing.
No, you don't. How did you guys feel about the weirdness of this Chris Paul go home?
It's pretty weird. Yeah. It's pretty weird. Like, it's not like he just signed with the Clippers this offseason. Like, the majority of his legacy is the Los Angeles Clippers. Like, it's the Clippers and, the Hornets / New Orleans, whatever. Charlotte / New Orleans. It was pretty weird. And there's a lot of Chris Paul detractors, so they're eating this up.
Yeah, I saw a report that Harden and him weren't getting along, and I was like, well, yeah. Did they ever
patch things up? Didn't we already know that? Yeah.
Didn't we already know that? Like, they couldn't stand each other in Houston. It was one of those, it's either him or me headlines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that led to the Russell Westbrook trade, did it not? I mean, that was a whole part of that. Yeah. So, yeah, I would imagine that they're not any different human beings than they were 7 years ago or whatever it was.
Mm-mm. No, it's still a weird ending, though.
Yeah.
I did a little digging. I made some calls to some people closer to the Clippers organization because I was talking to y'all. And they said that it was like, it's one thing for Chris to be annoying and aggravating and holding people accountable when he's raising your floor and like helping you win games, at least a little bit, like he did in Phoenix, like he did in San Antonio, like he did in Houston. Obviously, he raised their floor a lot, like he raised their ceiling. It's another thing when he's like washed Rajon Rondo and he's pissing everybody off and he's, and Ty Lue is like kind of feeling like, well, why are you talking to me like this? You just got chased down by Brandon Pajemski. You're completely cooked. Okay. So I think you get a lot more leeway, no pun intended, because that was what he posted on his story. You get a lot more leeway when you're not the one that's the liability in every way. Mm. But also, I think he's probably telling some truths in terms of holding the front office accountable, being like, these guys stink. Mm-hmm. Do they not know that Brooke Lopez isn't any good anymore? That John Collins has been bouncing around and been in trade rumors when he was in Atlanta every year because of this version of what we see right now? Like, what is this damn team? Why'd you guys make these moves?
Well, and
Hold that thought. Can you hang out a couple of minutes?
Oh, man.
Can you hang out a couple more? Okay. Trista Crick, she'll stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's D'Lo and Casey. We got James Hamm on the way, too, here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I thought
welcome
you were gonna
back. Welcome back to Hugo and Casey and ESPN 1320. I'm Trista Crick here as a guest, like we are normally on Tuesdays. But I had a teeth cleaning, so I had to do it on Wednesday.
Your teeth do look immaculate.
Fantastic. I'm just trying. I'm trying to get on your level, you know?
Fantastic.
I'm an every quarter kind of gal.
There you go.
You know, we need to I was thinking about this today. It's funny that this happened. We need to get some drops. We need drops. In 2026, we need drops. Like, hey, this is Trista
Crick.
Is this
the Penguin?
I'm tapped in with D'Lo and KC. Oh, yeah. You're on ESPN 1320.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would do that. Drops.
I'm listening to the sports animals here on ESPN 1320.
I'm an animal, and I'm listening to D'Lo and KC.
Well, we have the, I mean, we have artists pull up here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we just need to start collecting them and play them.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. Trista's sticking around here with us for a couple of more minutes since we weren't able to talk to her yesterday. And on Tuesdays, we could just kind of blow through commercial breaks and do what we want to. This time, we actually had to take a commercial break, but Trista kind enough
how come?
To stick here with us. We had it because James joins us at 3, and we go till the 28 with James. And then like, at some point, you gotta pay the bills.
Yep, at some point.
What are you thinking about?
Can't remember what I was gonna say.
Oh, good. All right. Was it
wow,
so
we're really prepared.
What were we talking about?
What that's what I was gonna say. Was it about Atlanta and we're talking Giannis
No, we talked about that off the air.
Okay. So one of the conversations we were having off the air was the Atlanta potentially being a dark horse candidate for Giannis. Do you think anybody takes a risk on a Giannis Antetokounmpo deal in that he has next year he's under contract next year? Then he has a player option, so you're kind of rolling the dice a little bit here. Do you think anyone would be like, yeah, that's cool. I'll do it.
I mean, there's Masai doesn't exist anymore in Toronto, so I would have thought maybe he would do that. No, I don't. I think he's got to just choose. You know, and Milwaukee said they're not going to trade him anywhere he doesn't want to go, which I think is hilarious considering that the last trade of this caliber was Dame Lillard, who like didn't get to go where he wanted to go and ended up in Milwaukee, which sort of was the final domino for Giannis deciding to want to go, which we kind of knew was always the case, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about the fact his wife and family are living in Athens full time. And she was like, yeah, I'm out of here. We're like, let's just get rid of the crib. You just live in like an Airbnb for a while. And we'll see in February when you end up in like New York. The New York trade is fascinating, by the way.
How does that work? Because it feels like
it makes sense.
Is it just
Cat? If you go Cat for Giannis and like a random guy that I really don't even know him, like who he is.
But
I just
why would Milwaukee want to do that?
You can give him a bunch of picks.
Do they have picks?
Yeah, they have some. They have enough picks.
Not as many as they had a year ago, but they got some.
Okay.
They do. They've got. They can send their 28 pick as a swap or as a first round pick. They've got a 2030 and they've got a 2032.
I know the money. Well, maybe the money does match up. But tell me what you think about this.
His name is Ariel Hakporti, the guy that I put in this trade generator. So never heard of him.
Tell me what you guys think about this. If I'm New York, I know people talk about cat. I may be more apt to move in. Oh, I would say OG. I like OG better than Mikal and Hart and keeping a Cat Giannis combo because Giannis isn't a center. So you'd be trading your center away. And OG is fantastic. I love him, but you would be replacing OG with a Giannis.
But then you lose all your like catch and shoot shooting.
Yeah, that's the problem. That is a problem. But I don't know. I mean,
and then you have to put it all on Mikal, which I know you guys know we shouldn't be relying on Mikhail.
And I'm not saying he's Dell Ellis out there or Craig Elo or Mark Price, but I mean, you got Cat on the perimeter as a shooter.
You do.
Catch and shoot guy.
You do. I don't know. What do you think, Damian? Like, what team is better? Which Knicks team is better?
The one with Giannis.
Well, either Mikhail. OG gone or Cat gone.
Yeah, simpler way to
say it. Oh, Cat gone. Mm. Yeah, I'm not. Ooh.
It's tough. It's a tough one.
OG. I think the gone. One with OG gone. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, break it down. Break it down.
I think Kenny's right. You got it. Yeah. You got that. Like, I'm not a big Cat fan. I'm actually not a fan of Karl Anthony Towns at all. But he can shoot. Like, and if you have a big who can stretch the floor like that, and that's a unique dynamic to them. And now you have Giannis, you know, handling the paint work. Yeah, I like OG Anunoby a lot, but you could probably do away with that.
You'd have to reroute OG. I don't think.
Yeah, like, so that's the other thing. That was the follow-up I was going to ask you. I don't feel like a New York trade makes sense for Milwaukee. Like, if Milwaukee was presented, just hypothetically, a deal, and we could throw Atlanta into this too. Mm-hmm. Atlanta, San Antonio, and New York, unless there is some form of a deal with the Knicks that we've been unable to conjure up, the other two deals seem to make the most sense for like a long-term future, I guess. Like, if you did a deal with the Knicks, and we'll just, because the math is easy, say Karl Anthony Towns comes back, you could be relatively competitive right now, but in the end, what is that getting you? Mm-hmm. Even with the draft picks coming back, like, what is remaining, you know, in the 10th spot or competing for the 10th spot or the 9th spot or whatever? What does that ultimately do for you if you're the Milwaukee Bucks?
Let me ask both of you guys this. What if I switched OG?
I don't think so.
What if I switched OG and Mikhail? You kept OG and you got Mikhail out of there.
Are you asking like what Knicks team I like?
Yeah, Knicks team, would that look a little bit more appealing to Milwaukee? Like,
it just feels like imprudent trade management if you traded all those picks. You're getting no picks. If we're trading you Mikhail Bridges, you're getting one swap or something. We're not giving you any. It took us four picks to get Mikhail. We're not going to send more picks to you because
can I play
devil's advocate
again? Yeah, you've been doing that a lot.
Essentially, if we're going to go that far back, essentially, I traded those picks to get Giannis. That's what I did. I traded five.
No, but
picks
not if there's not if there's three more. Not if there's three more to get Giannis. Mikhail plus three. No chance. That's why I said there's no more picks.
I traded eight. Hey, that doesn't sound crazy.
A little bit.
It is, a but it, but it's not. What did we always talk about? What did Rudy go for?
Was it four? Well, but like it was five because.
So if Rudy
didn't reset the market, well, he's the Deshaun like Watson,
right?
He was like an anomaly.
Yeah,
but if Rudy went for five, then yeah, Giannis going for eight.
No, that's not how that works.
I'm trying to rationalize it if I'm the Knicks to do that. That's all I'm doing.
Also, the best
comparison is KD to Brooklyn, I think.
Yeah.
And that was four?
I think it was
KD to Brooklyn
four, yeah.
I only said Rudy was five because they got the rookie, the kid that they drafted. Like, I don't think it was actually five picks. I think it was four picks plus the rookie, which essentially
plus
was five.
Marketing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and now I'm only giving you one player and two more picks.
I've died on the Mikhail Bridges hill for so long. I am tired of
it's
that
over.
Death.
Same.
Kill me a different way. I am unwilling to die that way anymore.
You know who this affects in like a hilarious way that not many people are talking about is how appreciated and loved and expendable Miles Bridges immediately becomes, or just there all by his lonesome, cheese curding away if Giannis ends up getting moved. It's just sweet, sweet justice.
I think you said Miles Bridges. You mean Miles Turner.
Miles Turner, excuse me. Yeah. We were talking about Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, Miles Turner.
Yeah, we were talking about him earlier. He's got to feel like the biggest idiot in the world. And that's his fault. Like, how did he not know? How did you not know,
bro? Do you know that you're literally like the last pair of lingerie before she breaks, like that you can give to your girl before she breaks up with you. Like, you are the last just desperation play. And now she's broken up and that those lingerie is sitting in Goodwill.
Mm, damn.
She said, I don't want these anymore.
I've got a question.
Okay.
Are you supposed to give lingerie to a woman?
I don't know if you're supposed to or not. I mean,
what's wrong
because
with it?
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with it, but it feels like that's something the woman would buy on her own.
What? No.
No.
Well, that's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
When you guys go to New York, go to AP. What's AP stand for?
I'm afraid to ask.
Let's just leave it at AP.
It's
go
called,
to agent provocateur.
I'm sorry, you're gonna have to say that first word again.
Agent.
Oh, agent. Okay, got it.
A-G-E-N-T.
Okay, got it.
Provocateur down in Soho.
Oh.
And that'll be one of the little stocking stuffers for Katie. It'll be expensive, but she'll get dressed up in it for you guys. You can pick it out together. It's very sexy.
Okay. Yeah, oh! Yo, you said it'll be a little expensive?
Yeah.
This bra cost $735.
Not all of them are that much. Not all of them are that much. That probably has gemstones on it.
Trista, how are you going to set me up like that?
Listen, it's like probably $225 for a decent bra and like another $190 for a pair of
this
like
lingerie set is $330.
Dress you up just to take it off. I ain't mad at
Come
it.
Come on.
I ain't mad Come at on. It.
Listen.
I don't know if I need the lingerie. I'd rather get just a nice outfit, like a nice dress. I'd rather do that for $700.
It's not wrong with it. It's right in Damien's wheelhouse. I bet you Katie would appreciate it.
Well, okay. All right.
Then you go down and like get some hot cocoa and then go see 30 Rock and you got the agent provocateur bag in your hand. You're doing your thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go to the top of the rock. Believe that. Mm-hmm. Gonna go to the top of the rock for sure.
Just right around the corner. Now it's in your head. Now it's in your head. I had one time a guy that I dated who like I barely even knew was like I want to take you and just like buy a bunch of lingerie, and I was like I kind of feel disrespected a little bit by this.
That's what I thought.
No, but Asian provocateurs, like, I'm not buying that myself. Come on.
I'm not either. Just let the record show. I'm not buying that either. I'm willing to buy nice things.
You will.
But
for
that,
like a nice one-off, you never know.
A one-off? It was a $750 one-off.
That's rich.
Like an anniversary. Tomorrow will come. You know what I mean? Like, it's a night, you know? It's like a night. Nice hotel, bubble bath, lingerie, do your thing. Thug Thizzle. You know what I'm saying? It's starting to make sense to you, isn't it? It's a moment in time. Instead of a big dinner, save the calories. Get the panties and the panty dropper ready.
That's the show. Get the panties. That's the name of the show right there.
GTD.
I didn't mean GTD.
He said, I'm going to need you to say that word one more time.
I didn't know what you were saying.
I thought that's
what you were saying. I was like, man, I'm not Googling this. I'm not trying to find this.
It's going to hit the Odyssey firewall.
Oh, man.
Oh,
all right, TK. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you as always.
Love you.
Love you.
I'll talk to you later. Go get that AP, baby.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Trista. Man, she set me up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.